It's the Playhouse Podcast with Kat and JJ on demand, even if you're on the can.
Dude, come on.
Imagine your boss pulling you into her office and saying, hey, I think you've got a great chance of being somebody big at this company, but I need you to stop with your family planning. Hold off on having a baby. How would you react to that? That's a little bit later on in the podcast. Let's go.
Bingo. How fun.
Last week, someone lost an eye at bingo.
Bingo.
Bingo, what bingo?
Bingo.
Bingo.
All right, let's get listener bingo on the radio. Here's how this works. Kat and I are each going to look for something specific that a listener can contribute to our show. We want your really, really great story because maybe you're somebody listening who...
who has had a strange or notable drive-through service or situation that happened to you. So this is like a perfect example. Maybe sometimes we do this because we have a microphone. So you will listen to every word I have to say. This woman gets a surprise at McDonald's. She just wants a sweet tea.
A large sweet tea?
You can't have no sweet tea. You're going thirsty.
Are you mad?
All right, man, my little outburst.
I have the microphone now. This is my show. You just sit down and be a good spectator.
Just do your job. Wow. I would have no tolerance. But when I go through drive-thrus, I'm hangry. Like, I'm not just hungry.
Blood sugar's low. You're ready to roll.
My car got me there somehow. Give me my food. Don't mess around with me. So you had a strange or notable drive-through situation.
I'm going to look for anyone listening who had a bad drug reaction. Now, it could be prescription. It could be you ate grandma's pot brownie and you didn't know it. And things got a little bit weird. And I remember talking about this yesterday, and we had the story on the radio, I don't know, maybe a year ago, but these people at their wedding decided they wanted to be a little more fun, so yeah. I think they laced some of the food with weed, and people started wigging out. So I want to know if you've had like an adverse drug reaction. Maybe it was something prescription, but most likely it was something recreational.
These are what I was, remember that one morning when I'm like, do I look weird? And it's because I took one on an empty stomach, and I was like... I had such a red face. My hair felt like it was going to burn off my head.
I wonder what's in here that makes you funky.
You're supposed to eat with it. Like, you're supposed to have breakfast or have it with lunch. And I just had coffee. And I hadn't eaten at that point for like 13, 14 hours.
Made in Nicaragua?
Yeah, the best of the best.
I got to find out which one Lynn fits because you're first through. Lynn, who's going to get the bingo here, Kat or myself?
Going to Kat.
All right. Okay. So tell us about your drive-thru experience, please.
Maybe don't say like where.
If it was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Definitely a bad experience. Went through the drive-thru, got my order, like ordered it, etc. Was super excited for my delicious food. Got up to the window and the person's handing me the food, but simultaneously their coworker walks up to them and starts showing them that they are experiencing an allergic reaction and they have rashes all over their hands and like blisters forming. And I'm like, I immediately threw it in the garbage. I'm like, yep, we're $12 down. I'm not eating that.
You didn't just get your money back. So, I would have said, not feeling good about this situation. Give me my money back.
Yeah, I didn't want to be mean, and I just ate $10-$12.
I don't think I would ask for my money back either. I think I would have just been like, I'm done with you guys for a long, long time. I just,
obviously they can't help a reaction on their body. I wouldn't have made them feel bad, but I would have just said to a manager, like, listen, you know, he's got like open
Nicole
wounds.
Over there has got bugs everywhere, you know, like, oh man.
Yuck. Yuck, yuck.
How disappointing is that, too? You're like, I'm so hungry. I paid for this. And then now all of a sudden you at one point thought, man, maybe I should just try it and see what's going to happen. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, that didn't cross my mind. I was immediately not hungry, if I'm going to be honest.
Well, it's a good weight loss technique, I guess, to go see somebody with a bunch of rashes when you're eating your foods. So,
if you have a bunch of rashes, contact me. I need you to stand by me all day. Just hand me food. So our favorite new superhero is this guy in New York who went viral over the weekend. He promised everybody in Union Square that he would finish an entire tub of cheese balls. And you know what? He did.
I am allergic to gluten. And today I will be eating this entire jar of cheese.
Eat those balls.
And he did. I don't mind when dumb stuff like that brings everyone together. If you watch this video, everyone is smiling, videotaping him finishing the last cheese ball. His hands are all orange.
He's in straight pain today, though, I'm sure.
I'm sure. But everyone loved it. It was a good vibe. Hey, did you see that our two favorite prisoners are out of jail?
I did see that text this morning.
That's exciting. So they're hunting down their pizza and their t-shirt. The seasonal t-shirts, ladies, are not in yet. Very soon.
You're going to love them.
Contact us. Yes, they're going to make you very happy. All right, so I read that Chuck E. Cheese is now offering a season pass program.
Cheese for my birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
You win.
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
Some families go all the time. Like, there's a family that is on my Facebook feed that go almost every other weekend. And maybe that's how they like to show their kids a good time.
Yeah, it's not a bad.
Which is nice.
It's a good spot if you got little kids. They're entertained. They get to burn off some energy.
Yeah. They have like a tier system. So you could either do like bronze, silver, or gold. Prices range from $30 a month for gold tier down to $8 for bronze. But you get like e-play points and e-tickets and discounts on food and drinks. So you're looking to show your kids a good time. There's really only a few places in town. You got Air Max, Blacklight Adventures, both of those very fun. Chuck E. Cheese, and you're back at Blacklight Adventures.
Well, now that it's summer, you can get out a little bit too and do some fun stuff. One of my Facebook memories was, this was 13 years ago, that Trish and I had taken the kids for like a 5-mile hike through the quarries.
Yeah.
And then the best part is like, you don't get out of the parking lot and they're already asleep.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's up with that?
How is Kat?
I am well. How are you?
Good. Anything fun happen yesterday?
I got a rager of a migraine towards the end of my show. And so after that, went home and put on my cooling cap. Do you have one of those?
No, but I've seen those advertised for people that get, it basically looks like a one of those soft football helmets, right? You put it over your eyes and your head, and it's supposed, and you just keep it in the freezer, right? It's the soft gel.
Yep.
Does that help?
But it has an opening, so if you want to hit the back of your neck, because sometimes that'll help get rid of migraines. I never get migraines, and so that's normally for Derek and Liam. And but yeah, I think it helps. It like alleviates some of the stress in your head. And then I took some extra strength Tylenol.
What are you
and
drinking
then,
this morning?
Me?
Yeah.
A nitro cold press.
You should be straight up water.
I did all night.
Yeah. You can't get enough. Most of the time, migraines come from dehydration.
I'm going to lift the curtain on this whole no colon situation. If you, so it's a double-edged sword. You are always drinking because you go a lot and then you get dehydrated.
Sure.
And then when you drink a lot, then you go a lot and then you're dehydrated. I mean, it's like a weird cycle. And then I call it being stripped, where you have like no content whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Like, anyway, TMI. So yeah, I did drink a lot of water yesterday and then finally it subsided. I went and did my entryway rug at the laundromat. So that was pretty cool. And then met a friend for a drink of coffee while Liam stayed after school a little bit and then went and got him and then finished the rest of my entryway. So that was cool too. And then that was it. That's my life.
I want you to just flashback for a second. Yeah. Just kick it back 20 years and think, if you would have woke up at 19 years old and said, the best part of my day yesterday was taking my entryway rug to the laundromat.
You know,
how disappointed are you?
I have always
middle-aged Kat.
Loved the laundromat. I have. It's a one-stop shop. You're done with everything in 60 minutes. I've always loved the laundromat, but I can admit that it's a loser thing to get excited about for sure. When your entryway rug is like clean,
there's no better feeling, guys.
No better feeling. I did the whole entryway. I washed the walls, the doors. So it was a good day. I know.
You said it.
I'll do better
it's
today.
Just straight up loser day.
I'm going to get my nails done today.
We used to terrorize the laundromat. There was one about a block away from the house I grew up in, and all the neighborhood kids would get in there, and you know those carts, the big carts they have.
Yeah.
We would have bumper car races with those, and we used to terrorize that laundromat. I feel so bad about that now. I was thinking about it.
You're like, that's awful. That,
well, it's not going to be the worst feeling I have today.
Can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me?
people's problems, it's our OPP segment, gives you a chance to do a little therapy with everybody else. We hear the problem, and then we try and give some advice, and Maggie joins us this morning, and we got a little work dilemma going on. Can you tell us about it?
Well, it's just kind of a weird situation, especially my boss is a woman. She really wants me to help grow the company and become a leader, which I think is great.
Yeah.
I have just my backstory. I have one child, and my husband and I would like another child. And so she kind of brought up that she would like me to postpone having children so that I can help grow the company.
Wow.
Yeah.
And just strange that a woman would ask another woman to not have children to be there for their job. I mean, my family is my life.
Right.
My job is just a job.
So how are you feeling about that proposal? Are you feeling like indifferent about it? Like you want to help her and have your career grow, but you also want to have another baby?
Yes, I feel torn. I feel like I have to make a choice, and I just don't think I should have to.
But also that glass ceiling that we're trying to smash shows that we can do it all, you know? So why doesn't she think that you could have another baby and still be able to perform at work?
Sure, the maternity leave, right? I'm guessing you're planning on taking off a few months after you have the baby?
True, but that would be only a couple months.
Yeah.
A lot happens in a big company in a couple months. I don't even know if this is legal. That's my.
Well, it's definitely not a legal conversation to have.
So is illegal to ask somebody postponing their having their family. I know you can't discriminate based on sex, religion, all that stuff. But I didn't know if this was actually illegal to go, hey, your chances of going a lot further with this company if you don't have a family right now or don't have another baby. That's actually against the law.
Definitely tiptoeing a line. I think even encouraging you to not expand your family. Did it feel like it was an insinuation of you wouldn't thrive at work if you did choose to have another baby?
Yeah, I really do. I feel like she was saying if I have another child that I would not get the advancement that I would get if I postponed it.
This sounds like a good thing to just toss out to our listeners. Find out, number one, is this even legal? Number two, God, would anybody just postpone having a family? Like my wife and I, we didn't have a family right away. Like I wanted my career to get, you know, a little bit deeper, but I regret that now.
Yeah. Like, I have a friend that put it off until she was about 36 because she was hardcore traveling for work. And she's like, I regret it 100% not having a baby when I was a little bit younger.
Let's do this. Let's turn it over to see what our listeners think. And I'll keep you on the line and you'll kind of hear everything they have to say. Okay.
Okay.
On Thursday's live show, we got Cash, and we got Kim. Psychic Kim is going to be on the show at 7:30. She'll answer your question. It's absolutely free. And geez, we've just got a buttload of cash to give away. So up early at 6 a.m. for your first crack at the secret sound. Right now, let's finish out the podcast. Have you seen the wrist wearable speakers?
No.
Okay, so there's like, you know how you get a little Bluetooth speaker, maybe if you're going to go to the beach or if you're sitting outside on the patio, right? You got a little speaker.
Okay.
But his has a tether on it. It's not as big as my coffee cup, right? It's smaller than that. But it has a little tether on it that he wears around his wrist at the gym. And I only notice it, like I said, I get there, I put my hood up, I put my AirPods in, I put them on noise canceling. So the only thing I hear is whatever I'm listening to. A lot of times I listen to our podcast or I listen to the stream or whatever. But I noticed this guy had this thing, and I thought it was a purse at first. And then I noticed it was a speaker. And so I popped one of my pods out because I wanted to listen to what he was listening to because he was on the machine right next to me.
He was playing it for the world to hear?
And they have signs up discouraging this. You know what I mean? Like, put your AirPods in, put your headphones on, stuff like that.
What about having social consciousness? Why do you need a sign? It's the people shop next to you at Burlington, and their phone is on speaker, and they're showing what they're buying to the people.
And so they have music playing over the system at the gym, and this guy was listening to that song from Paul Russell, and I was like, oh, I'm jamming to it. But he must have only had a couple of songs on his playlist, because the next time I popped my pod out and listened again, it was the same song. And I'm like, that's only a 2-minute song.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he just had it on loop, or if he stole somebody's little thing, his little pill or whatever the deal was. But I just thought how odd that is. Like, you're trying to work out and you're using your arms and you got this thing flailing around, hitting your forearm and stuff like that. It was just weird. And that song popped up and I was like, this is just an odd little deal.
I can't believe you didn't say anything to him.
I'm not looking for confrontation at that point. I get 1 hour
of my day. Plug your headphones in.
I get 1 hour of my day where I don't have to talk to anybody or really do anything, and I'm not looking to get stabbed.
I want to, and any time we open these stories up, we always, it never fails that we get a crazy Facebook, or not Facebook, Vegas story. I'm trying to find the name of that guy that just got picked up by the Raiders. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Brock Bowers. Did you see the photo of him? So his sister is making waves because she has this like leg sleeve and all the guys are going crazy and she's really hot. Then his mom, then him in the middle, and he's getting the news that he's going to be a Raider.
He got drafted, sure.
Got all of his friends and family in the background. Next to him is his hottie girlfriend or fiance, whatever. Next to her is his dad. And the face that he makes, it's like people are making fun of him like, oh no, I can't go watch my kid play because I'm not allowed in Vegas. My family doesn't know why. So it's really, really funny. So I want to know if you have any Vegas stories that maybe you were like, I'm not even going to, nobody should know about this. We don't have to say your name or include anybody else's name, but what happened? One of those Vegas stories that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
What happened? This is your daughter, right?
Well, my daughter went down to go see her cousins for the first time, and her boyfriend at the time was over in Vegas area doing a job.
Uh-oh.
He called her up and said, hey, since we're so close, why don't we get married?
Wow.
And she said, sure, I'm on a plane. So they went to Vegas. They got married in the Little White Chapel of Love by Elvis Presley.
Oh, my God.
I found out about 3 weeks later when they came home from the tours. Where did you get the really pretty ring at? And she's like, oh, we're married. And that was about how the conversation got started.
So I would be so sad if that's how I found out.
I would be bummed out, too, if my daughter just went and all of a sudden she came home and I found out 3 weeks later that she had been married.
That's not nice to do. I know that you're in the moment, but you got to, and you're like, no, it's just our relationship. Like, this is going to be special for us. No. You have to think about your parents that raised you.
That would break my wife's heart.
Oh, my God, I know.
I can't even imagine. We had heard from Jenny McCarthy that she and her husband, Donnie Wahlberg, if they're in different cities, when they're going to bed, they'll FaceTime each other and leave it on all night long.
Yeah.
Which is bananas to me.
If you live that life, I mean, they are hopeless romantics. They're still going just hot and heavy. But I think that can continue when you have a schedule where you don't see each other often. You know, I think it's healthy to miss your
Fondness
partner a little
makes
bit.
The heart grow, or what is
absence
it?
Makes absence the heart grow fonder.
Sure.
Yeah. And so when they sleep with their FaceTime up, it makes them feel better. So whatever you can do as a couple to stay together, stay in love. And Jennifer had texted this. She said, I can't call, but I just want to let you guys know that I do this with my boyfriend. We've been together for over a year. He lives across the country from me, and we spend many nights on FaceTime or even just in a regular phone call to sleep together. It makes us feel like, you know, even though we don't have that physical connection, that it does almost feel like we do. It's hard to explain, but it makes us feel good. It's a great way for us to bond. Then keep doing it, Jennifer.
Hearing a
you
voice.
You don't have to make excuses.
Hearing a voice can create a bond, but seeing somebody strengthens that. You know what I mean? Like sight, all the senses that you can use. I want to bring Jackie on the show real quick because I think this has to do with maybe more sexy time, right?
I've never done that, but sexy time maybe.
Okay, so you and your boyfriend, I get it.
Yes, and a very enjoyable one, but then that's it. Then you're done. It's like, all right, I'm going to sleep. Goodbye, hang up, video's done.
That's it, I got to get mine.
The danger in that are the screenshots.
Yeah, if you don't trust that person completely.
Like, normally I don't take good pictures. So I can't imagine a screenshot of me getting sexy on FaceTime would look very good.
Ashley is 15. I want to get her perspective on this whole thing. What are you guys, you digging on this or what?
For me, it feels like he's actually there. Like, I'm safe. I know there's nothing to worry about. And I know that there's someone that's always going to be there to talk to if I have a nightmare.
Oh, so it's a comforting thing. Oh, if you have a nightmare, I get that too. So it's more than just a romantic face-to-face. It's comforting if you're having a bad night, you had a bad day, and you want to say goodnight to somebody face-to-face. I get that. For me, maybe it's just because I've been married so long that would seem odd. Like if Trish goes to Philly for a conference, I'll call her real quick. Good night. All right, good night. And that's it. I've never even thought about, hey, we should FaceTime all night long.
Yeah. If I'm gone on vacation or whatever, I like to do just like an end of the day wrap up or like text throughout the day. But to sit there and just like always be on the phone, That would annoy me.